Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 13th day in the month of January 2026. The Lord has indeed been faithful and good to us, and 1,000 tongues, if it's not even enough to tell him how good and how gracious he has been to us. But I want you to just take a second of your time to just appreciate him, the maker of life, the giver of life, and the taker of it thereof. We cannot question his decisions, yet he has been so merciful each and every single day. That's why I want to say thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a continuation of our series that we started a day before yesterday, that is titled What is Man? And we'll be looking at the part 3. What is Man? Part 3. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 12, Onward Christian Soldiers. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 42 to 43. Our memory verse is taken from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, which says, "But strong meats belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 82 from verse 5 to 7. Psalm 82 from verse 5 to 7. From verse 5 it reads, "They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes." Our manual today reads, "Over the past 2 days, I discussed God's original plan for mankind, which is to have dominion over the earth and everything in it. I also noted that some Christians are not operating in this God-given dominion because they have not grown spiritually as they ought to. Another set of Christians who are not living in dominion as God intends are those who have grown spiritually but are not conscious of the tremendous power they possess. They still fidget when the devil threatens them and see certain acts of dominion as being exclusive to ministers of God. However, the Bible says in Mark 16 from verse 17 to 18 that every believer can cast out demons, heal the sick, and operate in dominion as God intends. Years ago while praying, I said, 'Lord, give me power to perform miracles for you.' And he responded, 'Keep quiet. What have you used the power I have already given you for? Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit?' I said, 'Yes, Lord.' He then continued, 'What does Acts 1 verse 8 say?' I quoted it to him. Then you have power. I then said, 'But I don't feel powerful.' He replied, 'Did I say that the just shall live by feelings or faith?' This happened in the middle of the night. The next morning I was asked to pray for a little child who had been sick, that the doctor had given up on her. I was afraid that she would not be healed if I prayed for her, but I remembered my conversation with God and proceeded to pray for her. While I was praying, the girl went limp. I immediately thought to myself, 'I'm in trouble. It seems the girl had died.' When I finished praying and opened my eyes, I saw that she was sleeping. She had not slept for days, and when she woke up, she was completely healed. From that day on, I started using the power that God had given me to take dominion over situations. Beloved, when power is stored without being used, it remains dormant. However, if it is being used, it grows. As Peter used the power he received from the Acts, from the book of Acts 3 from verse 1 to 8, from the Holy Spirit, he grew from having to drag a lame man to his feet, to his shadow healing the sick, like we see in Acts 5 from verse 15 to 16. The more that you use the power that God has given you as a believer, the more dominion you can exercise. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, the more you exercise your God-given authority, the more it grows. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.